everyone. Sunshine, this is Table Talk with Mike on this Monday morning. Now, biology changes the way teens sleep, making them one of the worst age groups to suffer sleep disturbances. So a recent study of 4,000 16 to 17-year-olds found that 84% failed to reach the recommended 8 to 10 hours of sleep on school days. It's just the age our kids are learning to drive, which is a little bit of a worry. On the phone now to give us some more insights into this is sleep practitioner and founder of Nine-Eye, Deb Herdman. Good morning, Deb. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Mike, and you too.
Look, this is a very interesting topic today. Now, you have labelled your research, Why Learner Drivers Can Have the Concentration of a Drunk Person. It clearly sets off some alarm bells. Should we be allowing our teens behind the wheel?
You know, Mike, I think what we should be knowing is that teens don't do well in the mornings. If they have to get up early or they don't get the opportunity to sleep in and catch up on sleep, then putting them under stress for things like driving, and let's face it, it's a pretty tough call when you're a learner driver. But if you're tired as well, getting them out and doing that in morning traffic is not a good idea.
It's really fascinating. I mean, we probably all know, but the research of 4,000, a decent survey to get that percentage of 84%, Deb.
Yeah, a very good survey. And in addition to that, that survey found that 25% of them then, when given recovery time, still failed to reach the 8 to 10 hours. So we might think that, you know, you're feeling tired, have a sleep in, and you'll be right the next day. But not in the teen category. It takes at least 3 days for them to recover.
Yeah, interesting. Now, we're fast approaching the summer school holidays, when a lot of teens will be itching to get some driving hours in. What should a parent's plan of attack be in making sure their teen is safe behind the wheel? And just for your information, I'm actually currently teaching my 18-year-old granddaughter to drive, which is, it's been interesting, but it's been fun as well.
I hear your pain. I have a 16-year-old and we're about to tackle it over the Christmas holidays.
Okay. So,
look, I think that parents shouldn't be putting pressure on kids to do important stuff in the morning. Okay, so allow them time to sleep in, let them recover, and then take them out, let them get some evening or you know peak hour evening driving under their belt, rather than having them out there first thing in the morning. We know that when teens don't get enough sleep, their ability to make good decisions is definitely worse. They're more prone to have anxiety and depression anyway in this age group because they have delayed sleep, so, which means that when they want to go to sleep, their biology makes it hard for them to fall asleep. So therefore, they toss and turn, they don't get to sleep. Sometimes they use screens, which is okay if it helps you feel calmer and relaxed. But when they get up early to school or if they've got a job, that means they don't get adequate sleep. So they're getting under the recommendations.
Interesting, Deb, because I'm just thinking, as a lot of parents do a lot of the driver education, as well as professional people, but for a lot of mums and dads that do take their teens out, we're probably all ready to go first thing in the morning, but the person learning isn't, so it's a good reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, when you're out with your teens, making sure that they're not doing the recommendation for adults, which is have a break after 2 hours. So if you're doing a long drive with a teen, have them take those breaks much sooner than 2 hours, because their concentration is definitely not going to be great.
Deb, you're okay to hang on there? Can I put you back on hold? We'll come back and chat some more.
Love to.
That'd be great. Joining me on the line this morning is sleep practitioner and founder of Nine-Eye, Deb Herdman, as we're talking about the challenges of our 16 to 17-year-olds. Found that 84% failed to reach recommended 8 to 10 hours of sleep on school days. And a bit of a concern when they're learning to drive. Back after this. Sunshine, this is Table Talk with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning is sleep practitioner and founder of Nine-Eye, Deb Herdman. We're talking about a recent study of 4,000 16 to 17-year-olds that found that 84% failed to reach the recommended 8 to 10 hours of sleep on school days. Deb, interesting research it is, that's for sure. Is there anything parents can do to assist their teens to get the required sleep they need? I mean, we all probably know it. They're around 16 to 7-year-olds don't get it. You got any tips for us this morning?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. One of the things that parents stop doing when their teens get to around 14 is to stop reminding them that it's bedtime. And what we know is if you can continue to say to your teen, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, it's bedtime, we know from statistics that those kids definitely get more sleep than the kids that don't get those parental reminding cues for sleep time.
So it's just that it's sort of what you do when they're 12 and 13 and really trying to continue that through to their 16 and 17.
Yeah, it's like that parental reminder that we always have. And, yeah. And also, Mike, when they get up in the morning, plenty of outside light. It's one of the triggers that helps you feel alert, helps mm-hmm. to set your circadian rhythm. And bedrooms definitely should be cooled down before you go to bed, because we know that when your core body temperature rises, even the slightest, that's one of the triggers that stops you falling asleep or wakes you up. And a dark room is an absolute must.
Very good, Deb. Now, finally, just out of curiosity, from your experience in this area and the extensive research you've done into teen sleep, do you think the learning driver age should be increased from 16? What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think it's tricky. I think it depends on the maturity of the teen. If you've got a teen that's enthusiastic, has got a fairly good level head, then by all means, get out there and get some experience. Because, I mean, they're saying to us teens need to have more driver hours before they get to 18. I haven't pushed my teen to go out there and get his learners. It'll happen when he's feeling confident. And we kind of worked out that Christmas holidays was a good opportunity to do that. So I think, if you've got a level-headed teen and they're keen to learn and get them out there getting experience, otherwise, back off, wait a little bit, give them a bit of space.
That's actually quite interesting. So your son is already 16, so all ready to go, but he's in no hurry to get out there on the road.
No, he turned 16 in April and has been, not keen at all.
Okay, so you've got a bit of a plan in place, and over the Christmas holiday period, you'll slowly get him out in the car.
Yes, we'll be doing afternoon driving lessons for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Will you do a combination of both, Deb? Will you teach your son as well as get some professional teaching as well?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. We're also in a rural area, and I really don't want him out there on 100 zones straight away. I think that will freak me out. Yeah. Probably him too.
Yep, go slow. Not a bad way to go. Hey, Deb, really appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks, Mike. I've really enjoyed it.